News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, by the way, listen, the weather is changing. You may have noticed. Lots of pollen out there, all the kind of things that indicate that we are in spring headed towards summer. The warm weather months bring all kinds of issues for your HVAC systems. I'm just going to encourage you, if you have not already done so, consider calling Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning and ask them to come out and service your system, get it ready for the season. Because if you don't, you might smack me in the middle of a 98-degree, Alabama humid fest, and next thing you know, your air goes out. Well, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they're like your one-stop shop for all of your servicing, your installations, your repair work on heating and air systems, gas or electric. It does not matter. They're good at what they do, and on top of that, they work 6 days a week. So if you go have something go out on a Friday night, you can get them out there on a Saturday. That's pretty cool. And Vandy's, they serve all of the Huntsville, Madison, surrounding areas. I mean, they can come to where you are, basically. If you're in this listening area, you're very likely in Vandy's area. So if you want to support a locally owned, veteran-owned business, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, those are your guys. They will not upsell you. They'll come out there and give you a free estimate. And you can reach them. Here's the number, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. All right, listen, if you want to call in, I'd love to hear from some of you. We had a great time yesterday. I mean, the phones just lit up. I don't have a specific question today. I just want to hear from you on what you're thinking about things like we talked about earlier, Common Core math. Is it a big deal to you? If you want to chime in again on the Trump endorsement or non-endorsement of Mo Brooks, call in. If you want to talk about the legislature and whether they're going to pass a gambling bill or why they haven't passed the VCAP bill that prevents transgender therapies being applied to small children or minors for that matter, yes, call on in. Love to hear from you. 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Let me tell you a few things that are happening, though, in Ukraine, because I don't see me getting to number three on the Triple Dipper in the last 20 minutes. That is an entire week of trying to get to number three, and we have not made it, but that's okay. That just means we had a full show. So several things are happening right now, not the least of which is the fact that Russia is apparently reprioritizing its troop placements and waiting on reinforcements coming all the way from Georgia. So that's an interesting situation. The reality is that Russia is prioritizing eastern Ukraine right now, and their efforts around the capital city of Kyiv appear to be stalled out. Stalled out to the point that they're digging in and creating defensive positions. That's big doings, y'all. All right, I got more on that in a minute, but let me do this. I'll go ahead and grab a couple of calls that are already calling in. Copper, if I can, let me get line four, Rita from Huntsville. Hey, Rita, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Hey, Phil, I'm good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say on the Dave's Funniest Stories one, even though there was a little hiccup in there, y'all just made my day. I never laughed so hard.
Well, good.
So, Copper, keep your head up. It happens to all of us.
Yes. And Copper's already called the program director and confessed because I told her confession is good for the soul, so she's taking care of it. But thanks, Rita. God appreciate you. All right, you have a great night. All right, you Copper, too. Let me grab line two, David from Decatur. Hey, David, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
Afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
I was a coach at one of the local high schools. I won't name all that, but I really got to say that if it's not broke, don't fix it. We didn't have a broken math system. We had a working math system that was producing good results.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we have a Department of Education. Since the Department of Education has been around 40 years, they have managed to drive us into 25th place and 17th place and 18th place in STEM courses.
Yeah.
Results have been pretty bad. I don't understand why we are wasting money and wasting time and wasting our students' lives with failure, and it's costing us a fortune to implement the failure.
Yeah, it really is, Dave. I mean, you're right. The Common Core was introduced in 2012, I believe, and then immediately the numbers began going down, and we now rank last in the nation, and we're below last in the nation in math. I mean, we're 52nd in the NAEP ratings, behind Puerto Rico.
I'm talking internationally. U.S. as a whole ranks in the mid-teens to anywhere from 17th, 18th to 25th place internationally. We spend more per student than any other country in the world.
Oh, yeah.
We rank 17th, 18th, and 25th in STEM courses.
Yeah, you got to scratch your head, and you said it. I mean, that was the actual theme of my monologue at the beginning was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So good call, David. Appreciate you, man. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let me grab another one here while I got time. Sheila from Madison, line 5. Hey, Sheila, Phil Williams, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I was just going to make a comment about Common Core. My oldest grandchild, who is now in eighth grade, when she started second grade, we were all living in Orlando area at the time. I will be the first to say that math is not my thing. My husband, right, by contrast, is like a math genius and can just rattle things off. I heard you comment about multiplication tables. Yeah,
yes.
That never stuck for me either. But my husband, by contrast, can rattle off big numbers and multiply them in his head super fast. It's very impressive. Anyway, but I can do, I have 5 children. And when my kids were little, I could help them with early elementary math. Well, now my grandchild in second grade has Common Core. I'm thinking, sure, I'll help you with your homework. I looked at that and I thought, are you kidding me? I can't do this. I gave it to my husband to help. He even struggled with it. And I said, I don't even know what this stuff is, but like you said, 2 + 2 = 4, period. Why do we have to go through all these circles and diagrams or whatever? So it's ridiculous.
No, it is ridiculous. Like the last caller said, if it wasn't broke, why did we try to fix it? I mean, the outcome is still supposed to be the same. It's still supposed to be 2 + 2 = 4. So why do we have to change the way we get to it? It still works, right?
And it takes so much longer to get there.
Yes. Yes.
I was so confused. I looked at that and I said, okay, I should be able to do early elementary math. But I said, nope, can't do it. But I just think it's ridiculous.
All right, Sheila, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Thanks for being in the audience. That's Sheila from Madison. Let me jump over to another one, line 1, Dave from Athens. Hey, Dave, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Good, sir. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. You too. What's on your mind?
Quick comments about Trump endorsement. I think this is a good problem to have because at the end of the day, come the end of the general elections, are we still not going to have a qualified good candidate representing Alabama that has conservative values? So to me, it seems like a whole lot of talk for nothing but a good problem, really. Thoughts?
No, I hear what you're saying. So you're saying basically in the U.S. Senate race, you feel like even if we wind up with, you know, Durant or Britt or Brooks, that you feel like we're still coming out winners is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, I think all 3 of them share conservative values to some extent. And, you know, they're still going to represent this part of the country very well. So the endorsement to me is kind of a mute point.
Well, that's a great point. Now, are you willing to say, is there one of the candidates you like better than the others right now? Are you willing to say that?
I really don't know. What I can say is I don't see any involved in any huge scandal that would disqualify or discredit them for me. So, you know, at this point in the race, I'd be happy to vote for either one of them, all 3 of them.
Okay. All right. Fair enough, man. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call, bud. All right. Copper, that was fun. We just lit the phone lines up there for a few minutes it was like a free-for-all Friday. but folks, if you want to call in, we still got some time. 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Right before the phones lit up, I was telling you that in the fight in Ukraine, the actual war right now going on in Ukraine, because no mistake about it, this is war. This is not like an incursion. This is not like a skirmish. This is all out warfare. This is destruction on the highest level. And we're seeing entire cities being flattened. God bless the people of Mariupol, which is in the southeastern part of Ukraine on the Black Sea. It is being leveled like World War II levels of leveled. But that being said, Russia has not met any of its initial objectives. They have not taken, even Mariupol, which is being flattened, they have not taken a single major metropolitan area. They have taken Kherson, but even parts of Kherson, if I'm not mistaken, the counteroffensive by the Ukrainian army or military has begun to push back, and they're retaking ground around Kherson. They have not been able to get into Kyiv, the capital city. In fact, it's to the point now that the Russian troops in and around Kyiv are being cut off from their supply lines by the counteroffensive being launched by Ukraine. And that's big doings. Now, there's an article right now I just found a minute ago up on the Bongino Report. It's an aggregate that things bring all kinds of other stories in. Literally, the article is titled, Russia Could Use Tactical Nuclear Weapons If Provoked by NATO. Well, I think we know that, all right? That's a given. This is a website called 1945 that specializes in commentary on military matters. And this one claims that... Russia claims Ukraine shelled its own residential buildings, denies war crimes, threatens tactical nuclear weapons use. Yes. So basically Russia lies, and then Russia threatens to do more. So that's what's happening right now. Will they? I don't know. But I will tell you this. Allegedly, it is a part of Russian military doctrine. You escalate to de-escalate. What does that mean? What that means is when they're not winning, then they go even harder and they try to commit whatever atrocity necessary to break the will of those they're fighting. If that means they have to use tactical nuclear weapons, it is written into their doctrine that before they will take a loss on the battlefield, before they will take a loss in a campaign, that the use of tactical nuclear weapons is one of their key options to try and change the tide. They will escalate to de-escalate. That is not good. Right now, the other thing that I would point out, yesterday, General Jack Keane had some great commentary on the fact that he is understanding, and he said he believes it to be true, that the Biden administration is pressing Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, pressing him to find a diplomatic solution that might involve having to basically capitulate and give away land. Now, that to me is awful. That's like you're in the big boxing match, you're the underdog, you're in round 10, you're winning, you know the scorecard has you taking the fight, and then someone tells you you got to throw the fight. Well, I hope the Biden administration is not doing that, because right now, General Keane pointed out, and I agree, Ukraine is winning this war right now. They just are. Well, I saw a further interview by General Jerry Boykin, who I've met personally. I think the world of him. General Boykin said, if that's true, he said, that's nothing more than land for peace, and ask Israel how that worked out for them. Land for peace, he said, did they stop getting rocketed from the Gaza Strip? No, they did not. Did they stop having terrorist actions from Hezbollah? No, they did not. Land for peace? He said land for peace is just basically surrender. That's all that is. And I agree, and I hope it doesn't happen. All right, Copper, take us to the last break of the day. We'll go ahead and do that. We'll come right back and wrap up the day, folks. If you want to call in, I can get one or two more. 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio Solid Conservative and just plain right. Time now 4:55 PM. Some of y'all are already in the afternoon drive, so be careful on the roads out there. I got some callers held on the line during the break, and I certainly appreciate that. So let's do a lightning round here. I'll go ahead and grab line 3, Susie from Hartsel. Hey Susie, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
I'm fine. I was just calling about the Trump endorsement.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to forget that those sound bites that they hear about Mo Brooks happened. He said it. But nobody goes back, and including he doesn't go back and take any kind of responsibility for how he used to talk about Trump.
You talk about the things that you're saying that Mo allegedly said or said back in the day before he actually supported Trump, but he didn't like Trump at first?
Right, and it wasn't allegedly. He really said it, because I even wrote him a letter this last time when I voted for him. He was the least of the bad, and I told him I expected, you know, better of him than to talk that way. And but nobody, everybody's saying that Trump's unfair. But somebody needs to remember he really said those things.
I think, you know, I think, Susie, I mean, if you look at it, and I hear what you're saying, but I look at that, too, and say, okay, if 2 years ago somebody and I didn't get along, and then 1 year ago we made up and we're doing great and we're best friends, are we friends now or are we not? I mean, what happened in the past can be made up for by what happened since then, don't you think?
I think it would have been much wiser of Mo to say exactly like that. Look, I was wrong. You know, I didn't realize, you know, how smart he was or how good he was or, you know, what his plans were. I mean, okay. If he had just at one time even said, you know, I misspoke or I spoke too early or I judged too early, I think he would have come out looking a lot better.
Okay. All right. Well, Susie, there's an old rule in politics. If you keep doing what the other side is talking about you, you're dancing to their tune. So I don't know that he's going to do that. But Susie, I got two other callers I got to take. So thank you. And you have a great weekend. Let me grab line four, Charles from Huntsville. Hey, Charles, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And between Brooks and Durant, my vote right now is for Brooks because Durant is one of for one thing, is largely supported by a Democrat funding PAC. And secondly, he will vote to keep Mitch McConnell as leading the Senate. And that McConnell has got to go. And Brooks will vote against McConnell. So to me, that settles it. Brooks over Durant.
Okay. Charles, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you hanging on through the break. Thank you very much. I got about a minute. Let me grab another call real quick. John from Huntsville on line five. Hey, John, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing, Phil?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, first of all, everything that's happening in Ukraine is the policies that our president has made has allowed this to happen. And you got to look at all of the congressmen that are in office and that have been there for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. They've allowed this to happen because they sit there and they've fought with each other back and forth. You know, let's be honest, since probably by the time, you know, let's just say Bush Jr. was in office, you know, they really haven't done anything that was nonpartisan.
Yeah, it's been tough. And, John, I hate it, man, but the music's playing and we're up against the hard break, brother. Thanks for the call, and you're right. A weak president invites a tyranny from other parts of the world. Weak on our end means they think they can be emboldened on their end. All right, folks. Copper, you tell our caller on line one that I'm sorry, but we ran out of time. And right now, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be back on Monday at 2 p.m. Y'all have a great weekend. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin.